Thank you, Dr. Paul, for 5 minutes. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had a question prepared, but I think I better follow up on the question you asked, Chairman Bernanke, dealing with the audit of the Fed. Because when the Fed talks about independence, what they're really talking about is secrecy, not transparency. And it's the secrecy that I don't like and that we have a right to know about. What the GAO cannot audit, and I believe it would be the position of the chairman, is it cannot audit monetary policy, and you expressed yourself on monetary policy, but it would not be able to look at agreements and operations with foreign central banks and governments and other banks, or transactions made under direction of the FOMC, discussions or communications between the board and the Federal Reserve System related to all those items. So it really, it's really not an audit without this. It's still secrecy. And why this is important is because of what happened 4 years ago. It's estimated that the amount of money that went in and out of the Fed for the bailing out overseas was $15 trillion. How did we ever get into this situation where Congress has nothing to say about trillions and trillions of dollars of bailing out certain banks and governments through these currency swaps? And the chairman has publicly announced that he's available. There's a crisis going on in Europe. Part of this dollar crisis going on that's been building. It's unique to the history of the world and monetary policy. And we stand ready. Who stands ready? The American taxpayer, because we're just going to print up the money. As long as they take our dollars, we'll print the money and we'll bail them all out, and we're going to destroy the middle class. The middle class is shrinking. The banks get richer. The middle class gets shrink. They lose their houses. They lose their mortgages. This system is biased against the middle class and the poor. So I would say that this is, if we protect this amount of secrecy, it is not good policy, and it's not good good economics at all, and it's very unfair. But my question is, Mr. Chairman, whose responsibility is it under the Constitution to manage monetary policy? Which branch of government has the absolute authority to manage monetary policy?
The Congress has the authority, and it's delegated to the Federal Reserve. That's a policy decision that you made.
Yeah, but they can't transfer authority. You can't amend the Constitution by just saying we're going to create some secret group of individuals and banks. That's amending the Constitution. You can't do that and all of a sudden allow this to exist in secrecy. And whose responsibility is it for oversight? Which branch of government has the right of oversight?
Congress has the right of oversight, and we certainly fully accept that, and we fully accept the need for transparency and accountability. But it is a well-established fact that an independent central bank will provide better outcomes. If you want to go, there's no constitutional reason why Congress couldn't just take over monetary policy. If you want to do that, I guess that's your right to do it. But I'm advising you that it wouldn't be very good from an economic policy point of view.
Yeah, but if it's allowed to be done in secret, this is the reason why I want to work within the system. What I want to say is Congress ought to get a backbone. They ought to say we deserve to know, we have a right to know, we have an obligation to know, because we have an obligation to defend our currency. It's the destruction of the currency that destroys the middle class. There is a principle in free market banking that says if you destroy the value of currency through inflation, you transfer the wealth from the middle class and it gravitates to the very wealthy. The bankers, the government, the politicians, they all love this. It is the fact that the Federal Reserve is the facilitator, but you couldn't have big government. If everybody loves big government, love the Fed, because they can finance the wars and all the welfare you want, but it doesn't work. It eventually ends up in a crisis, and it's a solvency crisis, and it can't be solved by printing a whole lot of money. So I think the very first step is transparency, and for us to know, we have a right to know. And you may be correct in your assumption, at least I'm sure you believe this, but maybe I should be talking to the Congress, that we should stand up and say, yes, we demand to know. Trillions and trillions of dollars being printed out of thin air and bailing out their friends. They stand ready to do it. The crisis is just, as far as I'm concerned, my opinion is it's in the early stages. It's far from over. We're in deep doldrums, and we never change policy. We never challenge anything. We just keep doing the same thing. Congress keeps spending the money. Welfare expands exponentially. Wars never end. And deficits don't matter. And when it comes to cutting spending, Republicans and Democrats get together and say, oh, no, we can't really cut. And if we do cut, we just cut proposed increases.
Mr. Chairman, regular order.
You stand Thank there. You stand
regular
there
order, Mr. Chairman.
And facilitate it all.
Thank you, Dr. Powell. Congressman Clay for 5 minutes.
Thank you.
Well, can we get the answer in writing to that question, Mr. Chairman?
May I just comment, Congressman Paul, your objections are to the structure, the system, as you mentioned, but all of the actions we took during the crisis, the swaps, all of those things are fully disclosed. It's not a question of information. It's a question of whether or not you want to give the Fed those powers. If you don't want to, of course, Congress has the right to take them back.
Thank you.
Will the gentleman yield me 10 seconds?
I yield to the...
Just to mention that, in fact, in the financial reform bill, I think unanimously, while there were some differences, we repealed Section 13.3 of the Federal Reserve Act, which was the single biggest grant of power to the Federal Reserve to lend money anywhere it wanted if it thought there was a chance to do it. It was the AIG loan. So, in fact, this Congress in 2010 made a substantial reduction in the Federal Reserve's authority.
Mr. Chairman Bernanke, the national unemployment rate is 8.2%, lower than it was a year ago.